Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It didn't matter that they were defending themselves from an angry, armed white neighbor. But there was one thing that did matter. It ended up saving this black family from certain death, and we need more of it today. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. As a widow and sharecropper, Rosa Ingram worked hard to provide for her 12 children. But when livestock ventured onto their white neighbor's plot, something happened that would make their lives a living hell. The neighbor stormed to Ingram's house. Red-faced and spitting, he confronted her. She reminded him that the land and the livestock belonged to the landowner, not him. So he attacked her, hitting her with his gun. Her sons came to their mother's aid, beating the man off of her. But in 1947, self-defense was not a privilege black people could easily exercise. The man later died. Without counsel or a fair trial, Ingram and her sons were sentenced to death by an all-white jury. But all was not lost. Our community immediately took action. The NAACP paid for their defense lawyer and started a national campaign to free Ingram and her sons. But efforts didn't stop there. They raised money to get the family a home away from sharecropping altogether. The organizations never stopped working. Eventually, Ingram and her sons were freed in 1959. Their case showed that justice, which is so often lost to our people, is possible, especially when we work together to challenge the system. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.